And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 26th of March, 2016. It's the birthday of Tennessee Williams, Thomas Lanier Williams, born Columbus, Mississippi, 1911, author of more than 24 full-length plays, including A Streetcar Named Desire and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Tennessee Williams, who said, "I have found it easier to identify with the characters who verge upon hysteria, who are frightened of life, who are desperate to reach out to another person. But these seemingly fragile people are the strong people, really. A high station in life is earned by the gallantry with which appalling experiences are survived with grace." It was on this day in 1920 that the novel This Side of Paradise was published, launching the 23-year-old F. Scott Fitzgerald to fame and fortune as the chronicler of the jazz age. It came at the end of a couple of years of failure for Fitzgerald. He'd been kicked out of Princeton because of poor grades, went to work writing advertising in New York, hated the job. His novel had been rejected twice. His girlfriend Zelda Sayer had broke off the engagement, but a week after the book came out on this day in 1920, she married him in New York. It's the birthday of A.E. Housman, born Worcestershire, England, 1859, the poet who gave us the lines, "Loveliest of trees, the cherry now is hung with bloom along the bough and stands about the woodland ride wearing white for Eastertide." And it's the birthday of the poet Gregory Corso, born on Bleecker Street in Greenwich Village, New York City, 1930. Gregory Corso, who said, "Standing on a street corner, waiting for no one, is power." His parents were Italian teenagers. Mother went back to Italy, left the baby behind. Corso said, "I never saw my mother. I don't know what happened to her." The father was drafted into the army. The boy spent his childhood in a series of orphanages, foster homes, jails. When he was 16, went to prison for 3 years for stealing food from a restaurant. In 1950, he met the poet Allen Ginsberg. Corso had started writing poetry in prison, and he became one of the leading poets of the Beat movement. Here's a poem for today by John Updike, "Outliving One's Father." I could feel above me the hunger in his stride, the fear that hurled him along an edge where toothaches, low pay, discipline problems in the classroom were shadows of an all-dissolving chaos. At his side, his shorter only offshoot, I both sheltered and cowered. He was fallible, but doughty, even cocky, as he drove disintegrating pre-war cars down Reading's rattling streets past coal yards, candy stores, and dives whose lurid, half-glimpsed doings amused his Presbyterian soul, bred of a Trenton manse. The Middle Atlantic region was the humid hell, where he showed me how to go unscorched by neon and glaring sidewalks. He had been there before, my guide. Now, where can I shelter? How can I hide? How match his stride through years he never endured? Outliving One's Father by John Updike, from his selected poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.